Dan zeg je, this is a resuming book new on page 69, Saturday, December 6th. Just trying to try different ways still of making cells, of identifying cells that are expressing beta globin, either S or A. Continuing in that way for several more pages. With the comment Monday, December 8th, page 75, staining the hard border cell, that the results are spectacular. Not very dependent on the level of dimethyl superimidate, but whether that turned out to be really true or not, we'll find out. Going back to making ES cells, on Tuesday, December 9th, page 77, new attempt at getting ES cells. Notice ES, not EK anymore. By OS protocol, taking a large number of blastocysts from ICR outbred mice, 70 to 80 blastocysts, and setting them up in dishes, about 30 to each of to a different wells in with a feeder layer of mu 55 feeder layers. I'm reminding myself that the EK cells are from 129 SVEV mice, which are GPI 1A homozygotes. So looking at the cultures on the following pages, Wednesday, December 10th, page 879, around half are still visible as blastocysts. Trypsin didn't work, continue the culture, etc. A little comment on page 78. This one looks to be doing something. By Thursday, December 11th. A gene rescue around on Wednesday, December 10th, page 81, thinking about gene rescue experiments for Paula Henthorne. About to do that sort of work again, and looking at Sharon 3A Delta Delta XR DNA, which has been from phage DNA from previously, getting ready to use this material. So the ligations on Wednesday, December 10th, page 85, and these looking at the Delta X-bar and Delta Delta X-bar share on 3A and ligating various materials.
Excuse me.
Packaging again looks like the old pages for the gene targeting experiments. Here are packaging with all the C1A and 5.2 positive and IVS2 positive, etc., etc. One very doubtful positive picked in the area and plated, tiny plaques, so not satisfactory. Typical type of problems with the old lambda phage assay. Saturday, December 13th, and temps that I think, as I recollect, were primarily something that Nobuya Maeda wanted to do, and that is Saturday, December 13th, 89, tried to get Colden Hamster ESLs, and so here's the beginning of getting fibroblasts, first of all, from Colden Hamsters. Several progressing well following day. On Monday, cloning wings were used. And here is one more single strain packaging experiment. Large scale, page 95, Tuesday, December 16th. Usual sort of diagram as in the early days of gene targeting in a phage experiment. No notes of any positives, however. For example, back on film as the plaques are very faint. Is this the DNA in the mix causing loss of signal or whatever? Omit the DNA. But a couple of exclamation marks, evidence of severe inhibition somewhere. Not a good outcome. Now, however, here we are on Wednesday, December 17th, the beginning of a new thought that eventually led to a very satisfactory conclusion, thinking that it would be possible to detect a recombinant using the PCR reaction that had just been described by using the PCR reaction which has just been described by Carey Mullis, thinking that one could use a suitable probe that would allow one to detect substitution or a deletion by using one probe corresponding to the input DNA and another one primer, that's to say, corresponding to the input DNA and another primer corresponding to some part in the target, so that when the two came together one would be able to amplify a recombinant fragment, as I call this on page 97, a diagnostic fragment, thinking that it ought to be within about a kilobase, because at that time one didn't know how to amplify fragments much bigger than a kilobase long using PCR. And as we shall see, this idea was then exploited quite considerably at a later time. So Wednesday, December 17th, important idea. Looking at the colonies, in the following pages. Cloning, Monday, December 29th, page 111, and so on. an example being Tuesday, December 30th, page 115. And feeder layers and EK cells are distributed on these feeder layers. Just try to learn how to do these experiments, small number of cells. Attempts at colony lifting on Thursday, January 1st, New Year's Day, 1987. Thinking that one could isolate 100 a day with practice, some ambiguous spelling of practice. Single cells in Terasaki plates are feasible, is the thought. But that omits the thought of how important it is to have conditioned medium that will allow a single cell to grow in a huge dish, which even a Terasaki dish is huge when considered in terms of single cell. On page 118, it describes the Thursday experiment, and by looking at them on Monday, January 5th, and the results are dead, except for F9, when at 5 days, about 20 good-looking cells on January 1st. And on Monday, January 5th, there's several hundred cells in there. So F9 had worked. Considering the whole situation, Friday, January 2nd, page 121. Single cell into Terasaki plates methods will work, fine judging from division already beginning. How to pick up the cell was the thought on this page. Being continued thought on Monday, January 5th, page 127, a colony picking. With a comment at the bottom that supports the earlier thought that Tuesday, January 6th, pretty clear that they don't like this medium, try conditioned medium. Going back to some of the results of embryo transfer, 7 male offspring from EK beta S, first clone, were tested, but no coloured offspring, so that there wasn't any germline transmission. And here is some indication of Tom Deutschman's involvement. Because he says Tom D will thaw out this and other ES cell lines of his own, and we will test in blastocysts from various mutants at the C-kit locus, or WWV and blastocysts, etc. More colonies on Tuesday, January 6th. In culture from Ron Gregg, RGB New 1111, if we go back to that, which is an AGA experiment. Trying to clone male cells, RGB 1160, etc., various cell, more colonies, just testing whether the colony, one can grow cells from, whether one can propagate single cell, etc. So these were picked into conditioned medium, and a group of experiments called A and a group of experiments called B, with notes on them. Crazy idea number two, Saturday, January 30th, 10th, page 135, but no good. How to pick colonists didn't work. Nothing terribly interesting in the next few pages. And on page 145 or 144, an insertion of a whole bunch of thoughts on how experiments might go. Friday, January 16th, 1987. Experiments that might be done with ED, which is showing a normal chromosome, you know, with beta globin wild type, delta beta, and trying to get an insertion, a crossover with beta S. So insert with the inner plasmid by plasmid experiment, and what primers one would use to detect that event. And then Vicky's experiments are considered. She was doing plasmid by plasmid and trying to find out if one could get insertions of different lengths. So here are her experiments and the possible planned experiments and possible PCR assay. Other rather wild ideas of cytokeratin. Back to simple problems, and the now is the first actual test of the December 17th idea of using PCR, because we have made a three temperature water bath controlled heated reaction block. In other words, a PCR machine. One couldn't buy one of these, and it was several years before one, or at least a couple of years before you could buy one. So by making it, even though it took quite a lot of work, one saved a lot of time and was able to do the experiment. So here is the design of a rather crude three temperature system, with a melt, anneal, and reaction water baths, and some relays, which were the best I knew how to do, that could have variable time, a couple of variable time relays, and how to set the system up, and a little a diagram of a panel that could be made to control the temperatures. The delays, rather, and therefore the temperatures when the melt valve was opened, the anneal valve and the reaction valve. So on Saturday, March 14th, put in a 15 second delay on the valve openings to allow closure of the preceding valve, because it looked as if there was some overlap, and beginning to test this system. So Monday, March 18th, the assembly was completed and tested out okay. And the timing order is important, and it talks about TAC polymerase obtained from biolabs now. And a diagram, multicolored diagram of the circuit diagram. Just a simple, really mechanical device, not digital at all. I didn't have any knowledge of what digital timers were available at that time, though some other people did in fact produce a digital machine which was quite simple, which I'll refer to later. And that's the end of book new, which ends by looking at some of the red cell fluorescent cells, and comes to the conclusion that they probably are not red cells, but are cells that are IgR positive and maybe are in fact antibody producing cells rather than red cells with the right markers. So we go to the next book.